A controversial legal theory is going before the U.S. Supreme Court during its next term. Depending on how the court rules, this theory could radically reshape future federal elections, and voting rights advocates warn it may help state lawmakers try to subvert presidential contests. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has been looking into a conservative group that is one of this theory's most vocal supporters. Hey, Hansi.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Okay, so what is this theory?
It's known as the independent state legislature theory, and it claims the U.S. Constitution gives state legislatures almost unchecked power over how federal elections are run. To be clear, state lawmakers would still have to follow the U.S. Constitution and federal laws passed by Congress, but this theory claims the power of state legislatures over elections for Congress and for president cannot be checked and balanced by state constitutions or state courts. And I have to say, many legal experts have considered this to be a fringe legal claim.
Okay, so that's the theory. Who is the group, this conservative group, that's all in on this theory that you've been reporting on?
It calls itself the Honest Elections Project. It's been advocating for more restrictive voting laws. And what's interesting is that this group's name has been registered in Virginia since 2020 as a business alias for another group that's linked with a major influencer of the Supreme Court. This group is called the 85 Fund. It has millions of dollars in donations and spending that are hard to trace. And it has ties to Leonard Leo, who's the chairman, co-chairman of the Federalist Society, and has worked for decades to get more conservatives onto this U.S. Supreme Court, help build the court's current supermajority of conservative justices. And over the past couple of years, the 85 Fund, also known as the Honest Elections Project, has filed multiple legal briefs to the Supreme Court trying to influence the justices' thinking specifically on this independent state legislature theory.
And what do these briefings say? What are they saying in their filings to the Supreme Court?
These briefings have been urging the justices to weigh in on exactly how much power state legislatures have over rules for federal elections. Back in 2020, the Honest Elections Project filed a legal brief in a case about whether the Pennsylvania Supreme Court could extend the deadline for receiving mail ballots.
This year, the group
filed a brief in a case about whether North Carolina lawmakers could step in and defend a state law about voter IDs in a lawsuit. And again, the Honest Elections Project's their main argument in these briefs is that when it comes to rules for presidential and congressional elections, state legislatures, they argue, have almost unfettered authority. I talked to the group's executive director, Jason Sneed. Let's listen.
And I think it's something which we need to get a definitive answer to. When the Constitution says legislatures write the laws that govern our democracy, is that what it means, or does it mean something else?
But here's the thing. Many legal scholars point out state legislatures are the products of and are limited by their state's constitutions. And the U.S. Supreme Court has long deferred to state courts on how to interpret state constitutions and laws. And, you know, all this is at the heart of this major upcoming redistricting case about the theory. It's another lawsuit out of North Carolina, and the justices are expected to hear it during their term that starts this October.
Okay, so I'm trying to keep the cases straight. You said this group has filed a brief in another case that was before the court about voter IDs. Have they weighed in on this redistricting case out of North Carolina yet?
Not yet, but they say they're planning to do so because this is a closely watched case, mainly because if the Supreme Court ultimately decides to endorse this theory, it could bring a lot of chaos to upcoming elections with a potential surge of lawsuits challenging, for example, you know, existing state Supreme Court rulings on election rules. It could make it easier to gerrymander maps of voting districts. And so it's likely that a lot of groups will want to weigh in to send legal briefs to the Supreme Court about this North Carolina redistricting case before the court's expected decision is out by next summer.
Thank you, Hansi.
You're welcome.
That is NPR's Hansi Lo Wang.